Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. India reaffirms commitment to a free, open and rules-based maritime order during UN Security Council debate. 18th International Olympiad on Astronomy and Astrophysics begins in Mumbai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts India deeply committed to nurturing scientific curiosity and empowering young minds. Russian helium plant targeted by Ukrainian drone attacks. And heavy rain claims three lives in Japan's Kyushu region. And now the news in detail. India reaffirmed its commitment to a free, open and rules-based maritime order grounded in international law during a high-level UN Security Council debate on maritime security in New York. Representing India, Secretary West in External Affairs Ministry Tanmay Lal highlighted India's Mahasagar vision, emphasizing the strategic importance of sea routes for trade, energy and communication.
India remains committed to promote a free, open and rules-based maritime order in accordance with the principles of UNCLOS. Genuine international cooperation is needed to meet the collective challenges to maritime security and prosperity. As a responsible maritime power, India stands ready to continue to contribute to these joint efforts.
Mr. Lal also spotlighted challenges in maritime governance and India's proactive measures, including a unique Indian naval ship mission involving 9 Indian Ocean region countries and the Deep Ocean mission to enhance deep sea knowledge and sustainability. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbanand Sonowal today said that India and Singapore share a strong and multifaceted relationship and connectivity is the key to enhance this relationship further. Mr. Sonowal stated this in a video message during an event in Mumbai.
India and Singapore share a strong and multifaceted partnership rooted in mutual respect, shared values and a common vision for prosperity. Under the visionary leadership of Honorable Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi ji, our bilateral relations have expanded across sectors. Connectivity forms an important pillar of this bilateral partnership.
Lauding the 60-year India-Singapore partnership, Singapore's Deputy Prime Minister Gan Kim Yong noted that the collaboration between the two countries in green shipping, renewable energy and maritime innovation will accelerate the transition to a sustainable future. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has received a call from Uzbekistan President Shavkat Mirziyoyev. During the call, President Mirziyoyev conveyed his greetings and felicitations to the Prime Minister and the people of India on the upcoming 79th Independence Day. The two leaders reviewed progress in several key areas of bilateral cooperation, including trade, connectivity, health, technology, and people-to-people ties. The seventh round of India-Australia Dialogue on Disarmament, Non-Proliferation and Export Control was held in New Delhi today. The Ministry of External Affairs in a statement said the two sides discussed developments in the areas of nuclear, chemical, biological, disarmament and non-proliferation, conventional weapons including AI in military domain and multilateral export control regimes. The 18th International Olympiad on Astronomy and Astrophysics began in Mumbai today. Nearly 300 students from 64 countries will be participating in the 10-day event. In his video message during the event, Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasized that India is deeply committed to nurturing scientific curiosity and empowering young minds.
India is deeply committed to nurturing scientific curiosity and empowering young minds. Over 10 million students are understanding STEM concepts through hands-on experimentation in Atal Tinkering Labs. This is creating a culture of a learning and innovation.
Lauding India's initiatives in the fields of science, space and technology, Mr. Modi said, India has one of the world's highest astronomical observatories in Ladakh. He mentioned that India was the first to successfully land near the moon's south pole. Mr. Modi said, India believes in the power of collaboration and this Olympiad reflects that spirit.
India believes in the power of international collaboration. This Olympiad reflects that spirit. This edition of the Olympiad is the largest so far. I thank the Homi Bhabha Center for Science Education and Tata Institute of Fundamental Research for making this event possible. In India, we believe that the sky is not the limit. It is just the beginning.
The government has imposed new restrictions on imports of certain jute-based products from Bangladesh. A notification issued by the Directorate General of Foreign Trade yesterday stated that items such as jute fabrics, twine, ropes and bags can now enter India only through the Nhava Sheva seaport in Maharashtra, effective immediately. Imports via land ports along the India-Bangladesh border are now prohibited. Afghan migrants have accused Pakistani police of corruption, alleging harassment, wrongful arrests and extortion despite holding valid immigration documents. The Afghanistan local media reported that Pakistani officers demand to see visas and passports, detaining those without immediate proof, and several Afghans have reported paying large bribes for their release. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. A helium production plant in Russia's Orenburg area was hit by Ukraine in drone attacks. According to media reports, the plant, Russia's sole producer of helium, used in rocket manufacturing, space and aviation industries, was struck in the drone attacks launched by the main intelligence directorate under the Ukrainian Defense Ministry yesterday. Meanwhile, Russian Defense Ministry said air defense forces intercepted and destroyed 32 Ukrainian drones overnight and a further 7 in the morning. US and China have agreed to extend their trade truce until the 10th of November, just hours before the new tariffs were set to take effect today. In a joint statement, both the countries said they will pause the planned tariff increase for another 90 days. The US will delay raising tariffs to 145% on Chinese goods, while China will hold off on 125% tariffs on US goods. Three persons have been killed as record-breaking rainfall lashed Japan's Kyushu region today. According to local authorities, the victims lost their lives in landslides and river flooding in the country's Kagoshima, Kumamoto and Fukuoka provinces. According to media reports, a road collapse caused a vehicle to fall, injuring three people in Ishikawa province. A global study has found that extreme heat driven by climate change has wiped out 25 to 38% of tropical bird populations since 1950. According to a report released by the University of Queensland in Australia, the study, conducted by Australian and European researchers, analysed over 3,000 bird populations and 90 observations from 1950 to 2020. Results showed extreme heat, more than habitat loss or rainfall changes, is the primary driver of bird declines in the tropics. Namrata Batra today scripted history by winning India's first ever medal in Wushu at World Games in Chengdu, China. She clinched silver after losing to local favourite Meng Yu Chen 0-2 in the gold medal match of women's 52kg category this evening. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India reaffirms commitment to a free, open and rules-based maritime order using UN Security Council debate. 18th International Olympiad on Astronomy and Astrophysics begins in Mumbai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts India deeply committed to nurturing scientific curiosity and empowering young minds. Russian helium plant targeted by Ukrainian drone attacks. And heavy rain claims three lives in Japan's Kyushu region. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.